You've likely heard me say before that if your business has no profit, it has no purpose. And I want to dig into that a little bit today because this is such an important distinction for you to understand as a business owner, because you as a business owner must turn a profit to actually create a sustainable business. Hey there, CEOs. You're listening to the Wedding Pro CEO podcast, and I'm your host, Brandi Garr. I'm a wedding pro just like you, and I've built one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida. But it wasn't that long ago when that success came with long days, sleepless nights, and little to no pay. Fast forward to today, and I have the business that I've always dreamed of, a killer team, steady profit, and weekends with my family. In the last 3 years, I've gotten to teach over 1,000 wedding pros how to do the same. My mission is to create a movement of wedding pros who are building profitable wedding businesses that they've always dreamed of. Okay, you guys, I want to have a serious heart-to-heart with you in this podcast episode today, because my heart, where I thrive in teaching the wedding industry and impacting the wedding industry and creating this movement of wedding pros, is to help you understand that it's okay to make money in your wedding business. This is one of the things I'm most passionate about, because I do think that talking about money or the ability to make money or the ability to make wealth or create wealth for yourself and your family and your business in the wedding industry is taboo. We don't like talking about making money in the wedding industry because at the core of who we are, most wedding pros have a servant's heart. You got into the industry because you love the industry. You love photographing someone's most important day, or you love mixing music and seeing the packed dance floor, or you absolutely thrive on all the logistics as a planner and seeing that flawless day, that flawless design come to life. However it is that you got into the industry, you came into the industry because you had a passion for the craft that you do. But at some point in your business, you started to realize, oh my gosh, I don't actually get to do that craft very often because I also have to do taxes and payroll and hiring and HR and client management, right? Like all the things in the back end, marketing, right? There's so many things that you as the business owner have to manage that are outside of your craft. And all of a sudden, you're thrust into this role that you never really fully expected. And I don't know about you guys, but I, for one, did not go to CEO school. I did not go to school to be a business owner. I did go to business school, but when I was in college, I had no intention of working for myself. I always thought that I would work for a company, right? And so, yes, the financial classes came in handy, but I really genuinely knew I wanted to plan events. Like, that's all I ever wanted to do was to plan events. And so all of a sudden, when I got into my own business and I was thrust into this position of now being a business owner, I was like, what is all of this other stuff? Like, I am a baddie wedding planner, right? Like, I know I'm good at what I do. I feel like I was born to plan events. It's just like how my brain thinks. I love logistics. I love details. I love surprise and delight. All the things. But all of a sudden, here we are. I'm 6 years into my business and I'm just like, it feels like the wheels are going to fall off, right? And there was never enough money at the end of the month left over. I was like, how do we get to the place where there's enough money in the business? If you've ever felt this way, so much of the reason that we feel like that is because we don't run our business like a business. We run it like a creative, because at heart, that's who we are. That's how we started our businesses, right? We started as a creative doing the craft that we love to do. But the problem is, you are a business owner. If you're listening to this podcast and you're a wedding pro in the industry, you're likely a business owner and you're thinking, yes, Brandi, like I feel like you're seeing into my soul right now. And I want to tell you that the reason I felt passionate about making this episode today is because so often wedding pros come into my accelerator program or come into my masterminds and they're like, Brandi, I just don't understand where the money is going. I feel like all we do is work and there never seems to be enough. And the reason for that is because you're thinking about your business like a creative. You're thinking about your business from that servant's mentality. And listen, that will serve you well as you build your client base. You will create a reputation for being the go-to person because you have that servant's heart. But you guys, listen to me, okay? It is so important that you understand that you are running a business. If you're running a charity or you're doing this for fun on the side, like as a hobby, that's great. Then let's call it what it is. Let's be honest about what it is. If you're doing this as a hobby because you love planning weddings or you love DJing or you love taking photographs or doing floral or whatever it is that you do, if you love doing that and it's something you just want to do on the side for no money or maybe just somebody gives you like $100 here or there because you just love doing it, that's a hobby. So let's call it what it is, because if we're trying to create a business, you're basically going to bang your head against a wall if you're treating it like a hobby, but you're calling it a business, right? So that's what I want you to understand. If your business has no profit, it has no purpose, because for whatever the purpose was that you got into this industry, whether it was to have more time freedom or whether it was to be more with your kids or to have just more flexibility, or maybe it was to create some freedom in your finances, right? So you can add to the finances of your household, whatever that purpose was that you got into the industry for. It won't continue to exist if you don't turn a profit. If you are in this business because you genuinely want to build a scalable business and you want it to be a full-time income for yourself and you want to start building a team and things like that, if you're not charging enough to turn a profit, you cannot continue to do that sustainably. You can't build a team if you're not turning a profit. You can't add softwares. You can't pay yourself. And at some point, you cannot continue to work 80 hours a week and not pay yourself. At some point, there's going to be a time where you realize, wait a second, I'm saying no to dinner with friends or hanging out with my kids on the weekends or going on a date night with my husband or a barbecue on the weekends. All these things you're saying no to because of your business. And at some point, you're going to realize if that business doesn't pay you money, it's not going to be sustainable. So if there's no profit, there's no purpose. You can't continue to serve the purpose of your business if there's not profit there. Okay, so I've explained exactly what a hobby is. But for the purpose of this episode, I'm going to assume that you're trying to build a business. And so what I want to say to you, CEO, is I want you to hear me so clearly. Your business must make a profit and pay you a salary to be sustainable. If your business does not make a profit and or your business does not pay you a salary, it's a hobby. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I want to call it what it is. You have to turn a profit in your business at some point, okay? Now, let me be clear that there is a time and a season in your business, typically in the beginning, I'd say the first 1 to 3 years, depending on how your business startup goes, that you may not be turning a profit. You may be paying yourself a small amount of money. You may not be turning a profit because it does take time to build that up, right? You've got to build up a client base. You're usually spending more money than you're actually taking in, and that's okay. But there's a season for that. That season has to end. If you're in your business and you're going on year 4, 5, 6, 7, where you're not paying yourself a steady salary, consistent every single month, you're getting a consistent amount of money, then we need to evaluate where you are in your business, because it's either that you're not charging enough for your packages, which is likely the thing, right? Or that you're spending too much time servicing those packages. So you're charging a great amount of money for your market, but you're spending too much time servicing those packages. Okay, so we really want to focus on how do we make those packages more profitable? We either need to increase the price of your packages so that you could start to see profit. And that a lot of times is a really easy solution because you're probably undercharging for your market anyway. But if you're charging current market rates and you feel really good about your pricing, but you're still just like, Brandy, I am burned out. Like I'm fried. I'm at my max. And you're just burned out, that's where you are, then what we need to look at is how much time you're spending servicing those packages. Because I can tell you from experience of working with over 1,000 wedding pros now that so often when people come into my group and they're like, yeah, I'm charging great rates. Like people from the outside are looking at me like, how is that girl charging so much? Like she's killing it, but I'm fried. Most often the problem is that you're over delivering in your packages. And this happens so often because we go back to having that servant's heart. We want to deliver, but you have to deliver an amount in each package that makes sense so that that package is still profitable. Because hear me, we are service-based business owners. And service-based business owners mean that we have a limited, finite amount of hours in the year. So if you over-deliver for the packages that you're selling, you're taking away from the amount of hours you have available to continue selling. You have a finite amount of time. All of us have the exact same amount of time every single year. That's one thing that makes us all very, very equal, no matter where you are in the world. We all have the same amount of time to deliver services. So this is what I want you to really consider, is that you either need to increase the pricing of your packages, or you need to refine what you're delivering inside of each of your packages to make them more profitable. If you are in a place where you are like, I'm working 80-hour weeks, 70-hour weeks. I'm up all night. I think about my business all the time, and there never seems to be enough money. Profit is the issue, and I want to help you fix that. I absolutely want to help you fix that. If this is you and you're like, Brittany, where do I start? Like, where do I even start to figure out how much do I need to make every single month to even just break even? I want you to head over to brandygard.com/budget. Right there, I have a free tool resource that you can download, and it will help you to get all of your expenses in one place so that you can see what that monthly break-even number is. That monthly break-even number is the most important number you need to know in your business, because that's going to tell you, including yourself, because in that spreadsheet, in that tool, there's a line for you to include an amount of pay for yourself every single month. So including yourself, how much do you need to make every single month to break even in your business? Once you have that number, now we're working towards that number. But I can guarantee that there are several of you that are listening, and no shade to you, CEO. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, that's me. It was me too at one point. That's why I know these things, okay? I learned everything the hard way so I can teach you the easy path to do it, okay? But if you're listening to this and you're like, I genuinely have no idea how much money I need to make every single month just to break even. I don't even know that number. Let's start there, because that's the foundation. What is your break even number every single month? That's the number I want you to know. Okay. So go over to brandygard.com/budget, download that resource. And I want you to put every single dollar that you spend in your business and an amount of money for yourself every single month into that spreadsheet. And I want you to see what that break even number is every month. And that's going to be the foundation. That's the amount of money that needs to come into your bank account every single month, just to get us to a break-even point. And then from there, we can start working on, okay, now how do I build more profit? How do I build more profit? So I can start building that team, scaling up my business, and really start to grow from there, right? But we've got to lay the foundation first. You guys, thank you so much for being here in this episode. I love sometimes when I can just come on here and have a heart-to-heart with you, my listeners. I absolutely love that you tune in every single week. I appreciate it so much. And hey, listen, if you are listening to this episode, CEO, and you're like, you know what? I love every Tuesday. I get so excited because I know Brandy's podcast is going to drop, and I cannot wait to hear what she's going to say to me next. If that's you and you've never left a review for us on the podcast, can I just ask you for a quick favor to just take 2 minutes and leave a review for us on the podcast? There's a link in the show notes below. You can click it. I promise you it will take you no more than 2 minutes, but we value those reviews so much. Just like you as a wedding pro value the reviews from your clients, your reviews help us to know what you're loving listening to, and it's helping other wedding pros that find our podcast for the very first time. It's helping them to see what they're going to learn and to see what other wedding pros think about the content that we share here on the podcast. So I would appreciate that so very much. If you've never left a review for the podcast, please just take 2 minutes, click the link in the show notes, and leave us a review. And you guys, I will see you next time. Hey there, wedding pro. Are you feeling overwhelmed, burned out, and wondering how you will ever pay yourself an actual salary from this business you're building? I get it. I'm a wedding pro just like you. I sat in this season of overwhelm and no pay for way too long. Now I own one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida, while doing less than 5 weddings myself each year. And yeah, I pay myself a full-time salary too. And I'm not alone. Hundreds of other wedding pros just like you have gone from overwhelmed pro to confident CEO by using the proven strategies I teach inside the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator.
I tell Brandy all the time how grateful I am for her. Before joining with her, I thought I was successful, and I was successful, but I was working 24/7, barely making a profit. Now, over a year later, working with her, it's just been life-changing. We have our Monday calls. I voice text with other wedding planners all over the nation, and it's helpful just to have someone that's done what we're trying to do. And that is what the CEO Accelerator Group has helped and taught me to do.
Inside the Accelerator, you get lifetime access to the 6 step-by-step modules that walk you through the pillars of a profitable wedding business.
The financial services spreadsheet that Brandy gives you as a part of the Accelerator is worth the price of the Accelerator alone. If you need clarity on finances, your budget, if you can hire, if you can even pay the people that you have hired, go get the Accelerator, because that spreadsheet gave me the knowledge and power to make the decisions to continue hiring and growing my team in the way that I want to.
But what good is all of this knowledge without accountability, community, and of course, a place to ask your most burning question? When you join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, you also get 6 months inside our live coaching membership.
It literally has changed the way I do business. It has changed the way I view things. It has changed the way that I manage things. It is totally amazing to be able to sit with CEOs that have been through what I've been through, have been through the trenches, and can give me the insight as to how they got through it. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm the only person on the planet who feels this way. No, there's tons of other CEOs that feel the same way I do, and we can talk about it, think through it, and we can learn. It is absolutely amazing, and if you're thinking about it, you should do it.
The Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator is the best of a course, a membership, and a group coaching community all in one.
The group has been so supportive and has really kept me sane through the busiest season I've ever seen in my career. For that, I'm really thankful. Looking forward to the next year and all the things I have to learn to grow and scale my business, and super excited for the next steps.
Here's the thing. You can absolutely listen to this show every single week to get nuggets that will help you scale your business. And over the course of a few years of piecing together all of that free information, you could very likely grow a successful wedding business. Or you can join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator today to get the proven step-by-step roadmap you need to ditch the overwhelm, build maximum profit, and step into your role as confident CEO, all in just 6 short months.
In 2021, we did $220,000 in revenue, which I was so excited about at the time. In 2022, where we sit now, our revenue came in around $560,000. Honestly, I attribute so much of that to really being able to grow. I actually no longer take on weddings myself. I'm really able to focus and be the CEO of my company. And that's come with a lot of guidance from the Accelerator Group, all of the other incredible CEOs in that program, bouncing ideas off of each other, asking for the help, and hearing from other people and what's worked and what hasn't.
Just click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, and let's build your profitable wedding business together.